Okay, this next part is going to be a little bit shorter so that we'll have time for our discussion questions. I know that wasn't long enough, yeah? It's amazing though how even just a small bit of silence and just calming our breathing down, not having to respond to anybody else around us when we know, like, we get the permission to be in silence. Was anyone surprised, you know, that maybe they heard nothing or maybe they heard a lot? No? Yeah? Yes? No? You're still in it? Does anyone want to share? It doesn't have to be real personal, just a simple high or low, what it was like just to have a few minutes to yourself. Yes?
I was just going to say it was informative.
Informative, all right. Anyone else? One-word answers are good too, they're perfect. Anyone? Not enough time? Didn't really do anything for you? Meh? Or nice? Different for all of you, yeah? Mm-hmm. So these little snippets of our day where we can just get away and be quiet with the Lord, they're restorative emotionally, psychologically, and even physically, right? So I just want to encourage you for the rest of Lent to try to find those times where you give yourself permission for silence. When we begin to just pull away from the crowd, pull away from the family, pull away from the tech, pull away from the TV, all you need is 7 to 10 minutes. Just to kind of regroup yourself, right? And the Lord is working. Even if you felt nothing, the Lord is working, okay? So thank you, Jesus, for whatever you gave us in that moment. We want to look now here at discernment of charisms. So we understand from our baptismal call that we were given supernatural charisms at birth, that they're a gift given to us by the Holy Spirit to transmit out to the body of Christ for the building up of the church, to make Christ known and present, to make his gospel known in the world. But how do I know what charisms I have? So there's a process here that we're going to talk about. The first one is there is a tool. There are tools. There's a test that you can take. There's a free online version that you can take that is subpar. It uses different names for the charisms. It's okay. And I know you're going to go home and take it. It's okay. But there's a much better, well-discerned tool that St. Catherine of Siena puts out, a test that you can take through them, okay? But you can do the online version. I think it's St. John's that does it. It's 100 questions or so. It'll give you a decent kind of a rating. It's important to remember that these are tools. Taking the test doesn't tell you what your charisms are. It gives you a general idea of where you might want to start discerning, okay? A lot of us kind of take the test and we're like, I know what they are, this is what it said, right? But there has to be a lot. What did the church teach us about charisms? They need to be well discerned. The next thing is the St. Catherine of Siena course, right? And we'll tell you about that in a minute. Once you take the course with Catherine of Siena, you'll also do an exam with them. And they actually give you your very first person to help you discern. And that's a trained St. Catherine of Siena Institute interviewer. And that's a person who will help you go through kind of the story of your life to sort of help highlight where the Lord may have been showcasing a charism that you have. They begin you on the process of discernment. Really, in discernment, we'll talk a little bit more about getting one-on-one accompaniment and how you can test a charism. But these are the tools that we begin with. Catherine of Siena test or the online version, taking a course that's kind of like this. What I'm giving you here tonight, you'll notice I'm speaking very fast because I'm giving you 8 weeks of information in a very quick, like, snap for you, okay? But we have a deeper course that you can take to really go deep into each of these charisms. And then, of course, the interview. The second thing are the three signs of a charism, which we'll go to on the next slide in a moment. And then the last thing is how to discern and how to practice each charism. Okay, if you are interested, another QR code for you, because we're doing QR codes tonight. You can go to this link I'll keep this up for a moment while I'm talking. This is to be put on a wait list. If you're interested and you want to go through the Catherine of Siena course, it's something like, I don't remember, $75 or something. And we offer a series of 8 sessions that are about an hour and a half each online. And you can go through and deepen your understanding of charisms. And then we will set you up with a Catherine of Siena interview. You'll also receive the book and the inventory test that you can take online. So if you want to do that with our ministry, we run this on Zoom a couple times a year. So if you're interested, you can sign up on the wait list and we will let you know when we have our next class. Can I fast forward the slide now, or are you still? I can send this to Letty as well. There's an email list for the group, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, the 3 signs of a charism. This is my favorite part of the talk. How do I know if a charism of mine that showed up on my inventory is actually a charism? There's going to be 3 things that accompany the charism. The first thing is my own personal experience with it needs to be that this charism fits me like a hand in a glove. I'm alive when I do it. It's effortless, like the sword as opposed to the sledgehammer, remember, that we talked about in the first talk? I'm alive. It fits me. Now, maybe before I do the activity, maybe before I get up and grab the mic, I'm a little nervous. That doesn't mean it's not a charism of mine. If I get up and I do it and it's effortless for me, when you're in the middle of activating it, if it's effortless, it fits you, you feel alive, that's a sign of a charism. So your own personal experience with it. So if you have a charism of craftsmanship, it stands to reason that if God has called you to make all these little things on the table, you're not going to be doing it and be like, oh, I'm so drained. It's effortless. You feel alive. You're like, oh, I can't wait till they ask me again. Right? Maybe you're a little nervous before, you're thinking of the daunting job you have ahead, but when you're actually doing it, you come alive. So that first sign that needs to be there, it has to be your personal experience, right? The second one, the effectiveness that the charism has. Again, if this is a gift the Holy Spirit gave, it belongs to God, it has a plan, and it's just simply flowing through your riverbed to get to where it needs to go, it's the power of God backing it. So if it's the charism of music and the Holy Spirit wants to sing a song to open hearts, it's going to open hearts. So you're going to notice that when you have the charism of music and you sing in front of a crowd, people start to weep. People will experience the Lord. Yeah? The last one is feedback. As people are receiving the gift, they will notice that they feel something of the Lord and they will tell you. Maybe you haven't gotten good at noticing the feedback yet, or maybe you need to ask for feedback, but the feedback will not lie. If you think you have the charism of, well, let's use music again, we were just with it. If you think you have the charism of music because you like singing, but no one has ever commented on your singing, not just being good, but affecting them, and then you just do a little test for a year and you happen to ask, you know, people, yeah, how did you experience the music? Oh, it was good. But you don't ever hear, like, it moved me. Then you probably don't have a charism, you just have a love for it, which is fine. God made us to do many things. Right? The charisms are his special gift to give to others, but we have many special gifts and talents that are not charisms, right? Okay, discernment. So again, I mentioned going beyond the tool of the test. We don't just look at the test to decide what our charisms are. We need to be accompanied. The first thing is the interview with the Catherine of Siena interviewer. The second thing, which I hope many of you already have spiritual direction. If you don't, I'm sure you have spiritual directors here in Tracy. You can also take one of our cards. That's what we do a lot of, is spiritual direction. Spiritual direction is really important to help you discern a lot of things in life, right? But charisms is one of them. How does a spiritual director work with you to discern your charism? After you've taken something like the Catherine of Siena course, we suggest almost a year of personal discernment on each charism. You might say, well, Eileen, how many charisms can I have if there's 23? Most people have anywhere from 2 to 5. Some people have up to 8 or 10, but somewhere in that range. Usually not up there in the 15 mark. That's doesn't mean you're not good enough. It's just that's what Catherine of Siena Institute has seen, and they've worked with tens of thousands of people doing this over the last 30 years. So in spiritual direction, if a directee came to me and had just taken the course and they showed me their inventory and they said, okay, these are the ones that resonate with me and what showed up on my inventory, we would work out a little plan to go through the signs of the charism to test it. We would talk about how it makes the person feel when they're activating the charism. We would talk about the effectiveness of the charism in their life. We would talk about the feedback, and we would also suggest ways that they can practice the charism in their life and just put feelers up to the Holy Spirit. Remembering the Holy Spirit wants to partner with us. He wants us to use his good gifts, and he wants to make clear to us what those are. So when we begin discerning and sort of practicing the charisms, the Lord reveals pretty quickly what they are and what they aren't. So we test over time. Oh, look, we're almost done. All right, so let me just see if I missed anything really essential for you. Yes, skills. Okay, this is an important one. So first of all, the impact of the spiritual gifts that come through us, our charisms, is affected by how willing the recipient is to receive it. That's important. If you have the charism of encouragement and you're always encouraging your husband, that he is like, not open to you, sweetie, it doesn't mean you don't have the charism of encouragement. Maybe all your sisters are building you up and saying, you are so encouraging. Well, if I'm so encouraging, why won't Frank get off the couch? Well, Frank is not responding to your gift of encouragement. So that's a possibility. So there's skills and talents as well, right? How do we tell the difference between a skill, a talent, or a charism? Well, we mentioned a few things, right? If you like crocheting, who likes crocheting here? I used to crochet a lot as a kid until my wrists were super sore. If you like crocheting, but you don't like making things for others, you just like doing it, it's a hobby, a good hobby, and you're probably really good at it, but it's not a charism. That doesn't mean it's worse than or less than, it's just not a charism. If you love making something, crocheting, and you just have to give it away, it could possibly be a charism. If you, oh, I licked the mic again. I'm so sorry, Lenny. That's the grossest speaker we've ever had. Oh, gosh, help me. If you, we'll just clean it up after. If you have the writing charism, and you have tons and tons of private journals, and you're like, this stuff is so good, I'm the best writer, I must have the writing charism, but you never want to share it, like you're never sharing it, then there's no way to even discern. You might actually have the charism, but if you're not willing to test it, you won't know. Okay. So natural talents are different from charisms, but they can work together. Yeah? So maybe you don't have the charism of administration, but you're just really good at accounting by nature. It's a skill. Well, you could partner that with something like pastoring and really run a great parish as a priest who's really good with accounting. The administration stuff might not be there as a charism, but you're just really good at accounting. Sometimes we notice these differences by we're really good at a skill, but it still drains us, right? Some people can learn to be good public speakers, but they're not loving it when they're doing it. And they're really good. They're probably better even than somebody who has a charism. But the one who has a charism, that's not going to drain them. And it's going to do what it's set out to do, because again, it doesn't belong to us. It's not my gift. I'm like the riverbed, it's flowing through me, like wind through an instrument. Okay, so we're gonna go to some group discussion now, and we have some on the table. We have some discussion questions. I'm just gonna read them really loud. I'm gonna read them really quick to you. And what I want at the tables here is for you just to come alive with your own, you know, conversation. You can use these questions if they're helpful, but what we're really looking for here is just some ways and ideas that we can identify charisms in others, in our parish, in ourselves. So the first question that you can discuss amongst yourself Did any of these charisms resonate with me or touch my heart in a way that made me want to go deeper? Were there any that were surprising to me? What are some ways maybe that I can explore or test this charism in my life right now? And the last one, which you might even want to start with, is just give a few stories of people you know in your life. Actually, please do start with this one. Give a few stories of someone in your life who lives their charism out as a gift to give back to others that comes from God. You might each have a story about that. And what I want you to do is pick one story from your table. And we're not gonna go through everyone tonight, but we'll pick probably two tables to just have you share an example. Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that right now.
Did you send this to me?
I did.
You did?
Wait,
did I?
Oh, no, I had it.
You have me.
Yeah.
So
that's okay.
Tired. Not this one. It's obvious. Thank you so much. I wouldn't even have thought of it.
One for table?
Yeah. Yeah, one probably is good. Okay.
Letty is sending out the questions right now. I'm sorry, I thought I had put them out. But you know the questions you can start asking. Just share some stories of somebody you know who lives a charism that gives a gift back to God and others. Yes, start with the last one.